This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ESP on the phone from his home on WIP.
Wow.
That's what we do here. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Prince.
That was loud.
Yeah. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Big parties and big events like this. Always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your next one at ChickiesandPete's.com. It is Friday at 3 o'clock, so we're joined by the one and only Elliot Shore Parks of the Go Birds podcast, brought to you by Robin Ford. Online at RobinFord.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are so cheap, cheap. Hello, Elliot.
Man, it's weird to talk to you guys on the phone. I feel like I'm always in person now, but got to hear the song, so I guess that makes it worth it.
Yeah, it's been a very Elliot training camp for the WIP afternoon show.
Isn't it always?
Well, I see why you say that you like training camp more than the season and even the Super Bowl.
This is your time.
Yeah, this is Elliot's really shining.
People seem to really take it to the win-loss record. Yeah, people are very.
I know.
Yep.
Have you factored in that they're human beings yet, Elliot, or no?
Yeah,
that is true. They are humans. Something to consider.
So, Elliot, I heard your debate with James Seltzer this morning on your assessment of training camp and what it might mean for the season. Could you just and we had the conversation yesterday, but could you, in a sort of concise and direct way, just say what you've seen from camp and what you think it means for the season?
Yeah, I mean, tough to maybe do in a short, concise way, but I would say
do it what I mean.
Yeah,
way, without me interrupting or anything like that.
So I think there's two different things that would worry me so far in training camp, and this isn't about just against the Browns, which I did think the Browns was concerning and get for those 2 days of practice, but it definitely stood out against Cleveland that they have issues in the secondary. Number one, like, the defense was not good on the second day. I did not think the corners were good. Even Quinyon wasn't great on the second day. So that's definitely one thing that I think has stood out so far in training camp. Their corner spot is an issue. I would also say, though, for everyone that's like, training camp doesn't matter. Maybe. Who knows? But what I know is when I watch a quarterback have a great training camp, it normally leads to a great season. So when I'm watching Jalen over 2 days against the Browns get outplayed by Joe Flacco, like, that's concerning to me. So that really, so far, is what I would say, like, has encapsulated camp, is just they've not been as good as I expected. And frankly, I wonder if they've been as good as they've expected. Like, they probably would have hoped somebody would win the cornerback job, would win the safety job, and they probably wish the offense was playing better than it was right now.
Somebody will win the cornerback job and the safety job. They will win it. Just give it more time.
Well, of course. Someone has to be out there, but I think...
Exactly. Like, that's the point I'm making.
Yeah, but that's not probably what we were saying into camp. Like, I remember watching Kelee Ringo and OTAs, leaving the mandatory minicamp practice and saying, that guy today on the practice field stood up and played great, made big plays, and he looks like he's ready to win the job. And obviously, that has not happened. Like, I've really not left many days of training camp saying, wow, that was a great day from Adoree Jackson, or that was a great day from Kelee Ringo. So you're right. Like, against Dallas, someone's going to be out there at corner. But to me, it doesn't look like they've gotten a performance from a corner where they've gone out and you know, grabbed the job.
Well, I want to see the young man they traded for last week, tomorrow. So, yeah, I want to get a chance. Yeah, we'll get a chance to see what he looks like.
Well, another name, so I agree. I think tomorrow he's definitely one player to like clearly keep an eye on. I think it'll be very interesting to see if Adoree Jackson plays. Like, if he's not suited up, that could be obviously a pretty clear indication of where that is. He took a lot of first-team reps in the two practices against the Browns, so seeing if he's out there will be important. But another name to put on everyone's radar for tomorrow is Mack McWilliams. Like, he's taking outside cornerback reps now. He was with the second team on the outside corner. I don't know if he can win the job, but if no one else is going to grab it, like, he has a shot. So he is definitely somebody I think more people should be talking about and definitely somebody to watch tomorrow.
I think one of the most interesting points you have made that made me think, actually, about the camp performance, and we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but in your back and forth with James today, I noticed, was James said, they just won the Super Bowl, it doesn't matter, this is camp, it's just the Browns, who cares? And the point you made, and you made it to us yesterday, is that this is one of the things that they have to battle against is just sort of waltzing into this season with that super. There's a reason they call it Super Bowl hangover, and there's a reason why it is so difficult to repeat, is that it is hard to keep that same sort of edge and mentality after you've already done it. And I think that's a good point by you that, yeah, like, if we are thinking about it that way, you can't help but wonder if, even if that's not what they're saying, that's what they're feeling.
Yeah, and I think, too, like, as someone that's watched all the joint practices over the years, I've seen them not play well in the first day of a joint practice, right? Like, I've seen the other team come in and be like, you know what, we're going against the Eagles. This is a big test for us. Let's go out and do it. But what I've also seen is then on day two, normally the Eagles show up and go, all right, like, we're the better roster. Like, this is, you know, and they win the second day. That's what was surprising to me, is that after having a pretty sloppy day on offense on the first day, that they didn't come out the second day and look better. And so to the point that, you know, and look, I don't know if they weren't trying, whatever. To me, it looked like they just didn't practice well. I don't know if the effort was an issue. But one thing that is going to be an issue is all year, everybody's going to give them their best shot. And so when I'm standing there on the practice field for day two, and Cleveland is celebrating and dancing and, like, doing things after making big plays, it just stands out to me that the Browns gave the Eagles their best shot, and this is what they should expect every single week this season as a defending champion.
You know, I know there's only – we have the game tomorrow and then only a few days left officially of camp. The person who I would be pretty sure does not take himself for granted or the team for granted is Sirianni. And I think – I wonder if getting sort of whooped in practice for 2 days by the Browns,
yes,
makes Sirianni dig in on everybody and push everybody a little bit harder.
And
if maybe the joint practice was a – it's one thing when you're just going up against each other, but when you're going up against another team, I wonder if it pushes him to push them and that hopefully the joint practice was a little bit of a wake-up call.
Yeah, now you're moving into my direction. There you go.
I'm saying I hope,
does
not
that
sure.
Make sense to you right there, Elliot?
Well, so you're saying in the team meeting, he's going to put up there my little walking selfie saying they got dominated in practice.
Yes, that, you know, yes,
there's,
probably.
There's a little self-motivator there. No, but, I mean, that's the other, you know, point off of this is one thing they definitely pride themselves on is competing. Like, that is what you hear them talk about a lot, about how they find ways to be competitive in practice. Jalen has talked about how the players from Alabama and Georgia, they've helped add a competitive environment to practice. So the people that were at the open practice on Sunday, they had a scoreboard up there, defense versus offense. So people can kind of laugh if they want at the idea of winning or losing a joint practice. The bottom line is they find ways to compete in everything. So I yeah, agree with you. Like, if this is, I think, honestly, like, a good thing for Sirianni in a way, if he wants to use it as, hey, everybody outside is saying you got outplayed by the Browns, right? Like what, yes, are you going to do about it? Like, I do think there is a potential teaching point there.
This is why I haven't overreacted to it. Now, my antennas have been raised by it. I'm paying attention to your notes you're putting out there, your stats you're putting out there.
Thank you.
See it. And so there is a little bit of a lackadaisical sense that I'm getting could be going on, and maybe this is a nice wake-up call. But a lot of it will have to depend on how Coach Sirianni responds to this. See, when you're coming off the perch of being the champion and everybody's patting you on your back, even in the back of your minds, you think there's a switch that you know you can reach for, and all of a sudden, you're going to play well. That doesn't work, but subconsciously, you believe that's what you can do. And so coaches like a Bill Belichick, like an Andy Reid, they have to find ways
to motivate
the players and knock you down a peg. That's why when they used to show those mic'd up inside the coaches sort of situation, and Belichick is getting on Brady at practice and he's ripping him and telling him, that's why they won 6 titles. That's why they went to 10 Super Bowls, because Bill Belichick found a way every year to make everyone feel like you hadn't done anything yet. And that kept those guys angry. It kept them motivated and determined to win. So this is really on Coach Sirianni to sort of – this is where his coaching comes in.
Well, this is what he's supposed to do.
Yes.
Like, if you're not going to be a coordinator, if you're going to be the culture guy, if you're going to be the motivation guy, if that's it, this is a spot for him.
Yep.
You know?
And this is easy – for me, this is easy, what is it, easy food to sort of, I guess that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
It's an easy way for him to tear into his team when he needs to.
You see what I'm saying?
It gives, to me, he has the motivation to do it now.
No, 100%. I agree with that. But I would also say that a lot of the reaction to, you know, a lot of the reporters saying that they did not play well in these 2 practices against the Browns has been, you know, okay, it's an effort thing. Practice doesn't count. Like, but there's also the other reality that maybe we need to start talking about, which is there were a lot of changes on this team. They do have a new offensive coordinator. They tell us ourselves the 2024 team is not alive anymore. It's a 2025 team. Like, maybe these are initial warning signs that we all want to ignore as, like, you know, oh, it's just effort and, like, they're humans. But it could also be that come week 4, we're all sitting here and going, well, maybe the fact that no corner grabbed the job in training camp was a problem. Look, they're stopping the run, and this passing game wasn't great in training camp. So I think more than likely, I mean, we'll all make our season predictions soon, and they'll probably win 11 or 12 games. But I also think that to write off potential problems we're seeing as anything but, like, effort, you know, like, is also probably being a little bit naive to the fact that a lot of teams struggled to repeat as Super Bowl champions, and maybe we're seeing the beginning warning signs of what this team's problems are.
Well, and by the way, the other thing is, like, nobody was concerned about it until now, but it's not surprising that the cornerback spot, that nobody looks good.
Right.
It's not surprising that the 2 bargain bin guys they got on edge don't look great. It's not surprising that the second safety spot has been iffy. Like, none of all these things were there to see, and we all had our fingers crossed that they would work out.
Right.
But, like, now, the offense thing is a different thing. But this thing, like those things, to me, they shouldn't surprise anybody.
No,
well,
I agree.
And I'll also say, Spike, I saw you tweet this out today. ESPN put out a ranking. I don't know if you guys have talked about it yet, but a ranking of where all the positions are in the NFL. And they had the Eagles edge rushers, like a top, arguably, I don't know, 3 important position in the game at 31st.
They ranked all the position groups or whatever, and edge was 31 for the Eagles.
And that was eye-opening, because I've definitely been more on the side of Nolan has a ton of potential, Jalex has a ton of potential, Josh Uche is having a good training camp. Like, I think all those things are true. But it's also, I think, when we get more in training camp, we're so focused in on the Eagles that, you know, to step out, like, they have one of the least proven edge-rushing groups in the NFL, and that is – definitely very different than how this team has normally won over the years.
Yeah, but they don't have one guy who has a full NFL season of being a really good edge rusher. They don't have one guy.
Uche.
Well, okay, yes. Uche.
Yeah,
but, no, and that's saying something.
Take it down.
Yeah.
But that's saying something, I think. You know? Anything. So A.J. Brown had the hamstring thing. Then he practiced. And then he didn't practice again. And Sirianni was asked if he had a setback, and he didn't really say no. So do you have any thoughts on the A.J. Brown hamstring thing?
So I wouldn't read a ton into what Sirianni says at the podium when it comes to injuries. I think his clear objective is to give out as little information as possible. And sometimes I agree his answer could be perceived as maybe he did have a setback, but My read on it is from seeing AJ out at practice, from seeing him run prior to practice a few times over the past few days, like, I think he will definitely play week one against Dallas. I think the reason he didn't practice the past 2 days at all is probably more related to the fact that the way practice was structured is different when you're doing a joint practice. You're just not doing as much individual work as you are in a regular practice. So for me, the day to look at is Monday. They'll be back on the practice field Monday. There won't be a joint practice. It's, you know, one of the last days of training camp. So if he's not out there Monday, then I think maybe you worry there was a setback. But with the game still 20 days away and just seeing how upbeat he is at practice, I'm not worried at all that he won't play week one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
They didn't want him to have a setback.
Well, there's that.
That's
too.
Why you don't put him out there against Cleveland. It's a highly competitive environment. He can't necessarily dial it down. He's out there going against Denzel Ward and this guy and that guy. They don't want him to have any type of setback. He's progressing, I'm assuming. And like he said, once you get past this week, you can sort of kind of ease him back in there into a more controlled environment, where he can take his time to build that that muscle tissue back up to where it needs to be.
Well, and with the hamstring.
So I'm okay with it. Because there's no way he would have not competed if he's out there in these joint practices against those guys.
I think the bigger concern with AJ and then just kind of in general is, like, a lot of guys have missed a good portion of camp. Zach Bond's barely practiced. Landon's going to end up missing
a decent amount. I'm more concerned about him.
Yeah, agreed. Zach Bond's still not doing 11-on-11. I think with AJ, it's just the fact that it's a muscle injury. You worry that this is something he goes out there week one and, you know, God forbid he re-aggravates it. Like, it's just something that could linger. So I think he'll be out there, but it's definitely something to monitor.
So two quick ones, Elliot, before we let you go. First one, on day one, and we addressed this a bit yesterday, but I got more confirmation. On day one of the joint practice, you said Jalen Hurts threw one interception. Tim McManus said he threw 1-11 on 11, 1-7 on 7, and 1-1 on 1. Your comments?
Yes. So he threw 1-1 on 1s, which, again, don't count for the stats. He threw 1 on the second throw of practice and 7 on 7s. And the
Wait
one
a minute. Why doesn't 1-on-1 count for the stats?
Because it never has in all my time doing this. Because it's 1-on-1. You're not. There's no defense. It's, yeah. Come on. I mean, yeah, they complete 100.
So there's defense there. Yeah, that's how the interception happens.
Yeah.
Right. So, anyway, they don't count.
You mean there's not a total defense? It's just a one-on-one
correct.
Drill.
Yeah. Yes, yes, correct. There's no total defense. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, again, as I've told you, I thought the interception in 11-on-11 was subject. Like, I thought it was subjective. I don't think the play was still going when he threw it, point blank. Hmm. Like, I think he stopped. Or at least the defense stopped. He had 4 defenders around him when he threw it. The wide receiver, in my recollection, stopped. Like, if I see a replay of it and that wide receiver was still going and he was like, I'll add it. But from watching it and all the tracking I've done, my feeling was that was not a true interception.
Hmm. And I think you'll have a good take on this, Elliot. I don't know if you heard, but Philadelphia is commissioning another Rocky statue to go in Terminal A of the Philadelphia airport. Your thought on our continuous obsession with Rocky and spending public funds on a Rocky statue?
I mean, it just seems silly to me. I don't know. Putting it in the airport, at least it's not going outside of, like, Reading Terminal Market. The airport is fine, whatever. It's like a touristy spot. But yeah, I'm fine with it in the airport. I just don't need more Rocky statues all over the city in, like, meaningful places.
All right. Well, there he is. Elliot, I respect you a great deal.
How about put up a Bernard Hopkins statue?
There you go, a real boxer.
B-Hop statue.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Elliot?
I'd be good with that. Or you know what? Maybe what about, I saw your tweet about how soccer fans aren't real fans. Maybe we could put, like, a Union statue up or something like that.
At the airport?
Yeah, just when they are arguably the best team in the city right now. So
maybe of that little kid, maybe of a statue of that little kid they have.
There will be one day. He went overseas and killed it. So I'm correct again about that.
There he is. Elliot Chirpash. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Comes out every single day. It is it's great during the season. It's great during the off season, but during training camp, it is can't miss. So subscribe to the Go Birds pod. Thank you as always, Elliot.
Sounds good. Talk to you guys soon.
There he is, Elliot Shoreparks.
You tweeted that soccer fans aren't real fans?
No. What I said was, I don't have the exact verbiage, but I said, I cannot take anyone seriously who is specifically dedicated to a European soccer team who lives here in the United States. Like on the
That was a shot at Elliot.
Well, no, it was everybody. What's the team that has the Spurs? Is that Tottenham?
Tottenham, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody was like, oh! There's such a Spurs thing to happen. And I'm like, will you stop it?
Just shut up.
Yeah, just shut up. Enough.
We live in America.
Yeah,
we got enough sports. Also, like, we don't need to go outsourcing your sports fandom.
There's almost too much sports in America.
Oh, Liverpool.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, did you see what Barcelona did?
Oh,
I could care less.
The transfer.
Yeah.
Care.
And look, if you really like soccer, you can watch it. That's fine. But being like a diehard fan of one of those teams.
Saturday morning is 8 a.m.
Yep.
Tweeting about, you want to go to the bar and watch some soccer?
Oh, it's worse than the wrestling people.
It's not worse than the WWE.
It is worse than wrestling people. It is. All right. 215-592-9494. Get back into Castellanos. Talk about the Eagles if you'd like. Rocky if you'd like as well. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Fantasy football draft time is almost here. Book your draft party at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Also, the Tornado Shapiro weekend forecast coming up next as well, if we can find them. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Big pimpin' as always at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big parties and big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your next one at chickiesandpetes.com. We have the Tornado Shapiro weekend forecast coming up in moments. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Here is a new Twitter question, Ike. Are you over the obsession with the movie Rocky in this city? Are you over it, yes or no?
In this city.
In this city.
Wow.
What do you think the poll question's at?
I'm going to say yes, and I'll go 75%.
This is a stunner to me. 56% say no.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
They want more Rocky.
Wow.
Who?
I was completely off on that.
Yeah. I guess everybody's okay with their tax money going to Rocky.
So I don't – again, this is way over my skis.
Yeah.
But getting reports that the airport is not funded by taxpayer dollars.
Yes, but it's not the airport that is paying for it.
Great. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I don't know who is paying for it, just to be clear. Maybe it's not. But the airport itself, no. The airport itself is a private business.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Good.
215-592-9494. I actually don't even care. You can take the tax money out of
it. Yeah, I was going to say, so much tax money coming out of my check. I'm tired of being mad.
Yeah, not even the point.
Yeah.
I don't want the first thing that foreigners see when they come to Philadelphia to be friggin' Rocky. An actor who's not even from Philadelphia, by the way.
Thank
can we
you
change
for
the poles?
What's that?
Can we change the poles?
The
like he does the
Pose. Oh, by the way.
Can we do something like this or something? Oh, he was a Southpaw, yeah.
Speaking of which.
I'm a Southpaw.
So as it turns out, there is another Rocky statue, thanks to Dan McQuaid of Defector who sent me this. There is a statue of Rocky Balboa in Serbia.
Okay.
Because of Rocky IV?
The Cold War?
The Canadian director Barry Average made a documentary film, America Idol, which depicts the events that preceded the creation of the statue. So there is a statue of Rocky in Serbia.
There we go.
Which is where Jokic is from. Is it Jokic from
yes.
Serbia?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Stewardess Jim, you're on WIP. What's up, Stewardess Jim?
Rocky is fine at the airport. Spike, you don't get it. People from all over the world go through the airport, and they take pictures of things. There's two things right now they take pictures of, the Lego Liberty Bell and the lactation station, okay? So you put that over in A-West, the Rocky
station. Yeah, you don't know what that is? It's like a little pod where a woman who is, I didn't know if you knew what it was.
No,
I don't.
Why are they taking, I mean.
I don't know why they're taking pictures of it. I just know I recorded a commercial in one of those once because I couldn't find a quiet place in the airport.
And remember, A West is in another county. It's not in Philadelphia, so that could be another reason too. And
I don't
listen,
care.
Can we talk about elitist Ike right now for a moment?
Yeah,
I don't shop at Marshall's. I don't go to TJ Maxx. I don't eat bananas. Oh, and when I fly, I only fly out of C and F. I just fly that since the crappy. That's all I go to.
Wow.
That's partly true.
Sorry, Jack. Sorry, Spike. It's a professional athlete thing. And let me tell you about a bargain. About a bargain that Ike told me about one time.
I tell you what ain't a bargain. That's flights.
No, it is not.
Flights aren't a bargain.
I was in Cincicrappy last year, and I had asked Ike, where do I go to eat? He goes, oh, there's a steakhouse called Ruby's you can go to. So I asked him,
Jeff Ruby's.
What's the bargain? They go, the tomahawk steak is $250. That's the bargain.
that's not really
figures you're a big spender, man. I don't know.
I went to Denny's instead. Okay, listen, we don't need WIP crap at the airport either. We don't need that kind of crap. There's enough.
Yes, we do.
There's enough crap there.
There's an FAN store in the in one of the New York airports. There could be WIP stuff in our airport.
Yeah, no thanks. And listen,
all right, get out of here. Sorry, I didn't know he had more. That felt like enough.
I don't fly on your airline. What airline is he on?
American, I believe.
Oh, I do fly on his airline.
Yeah, there you go.
I do. I fly on his airline a lot.
So it's 3:30. It's time for the Tornado Shapiro weekend forecast, but he's not on the board. Buzz, where's Tornado?
He's running late this week. He always calls by this point.
So he hasn't called?
He has not called.
If I text you his number, will you call him?
I would be happy to call him, sure.
Okay, I will call.
What is he doing?
I'll text you it now.
Yeah, what are we doing?
What could Tornado possibly be doing?
He doesn't have a job. He's not working at www.jrzzzl.
He's been fired from everywhere he's been.
Buzz, call him on the air.
All right, hold on. Let me dial him. I'm getting him.
Can you go faster, Buzz?
There we go.
Currently out of pocket, but I will definitely get back to the hotties. If you're a blonde, press 1. If you're a brunette, press 69. If you're a wild redhead, press the 5 hole. Come on. If you're just some random dude, leave a message at the beep. Ah, you guys actually thought there was a beep.
Wow.
That's his outgoing message?
Press 1 if you're a blonde.
Yeah.
Press 69 if you're a brunette.
I didn't know that phones have that capability.
Well, look, he's got a lot of women. I guess we have no tornado this week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
If he calls, Buzz, let him know. Let us know. 215-592-9494.
That was scary.
Yeah. Benson and Trenton, you're on WIP. What's up, Benson?
Oh, my God, finally. Last week I was on hold 3 days in a row, and I listened to the show come to an end.
All right. So, well, we're on the air now. Yeah.
You're on the air now.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. First off, I can't believe you're trashing Rocky. I mean, what an iconic
What type
film.
Of show is this?
I'm not trashing it. I don't.
Is in Philadelphia. You're trashing an iconic film. The statue. You want to get rid of the statue? Really?
No. I don't want to. I don't want to get rid of the statue. I don't want it to be the number one thing we're known for. It's the nation was birthed in Philadelphia. Like, there are so many things in Philadelphia. We've won 2 Super Bowls. And when somebody from another country comes here, the first thing they see is a Rocky statue. Again, great movie. Think Rocky III is criminally underrated. Love Rocky IV. Even love the one with Tommy Gunn.
Rocky V, man.
Rocky V.
Yeah.
Love the movies. Don't want it to be the first thing foreigners see at the airport. That's all.
Okay. Fair.
What if we put a crab fry?
I'm going to go with solid. Don't give Pete any ideas.
It's more Philadelphia than
I have a favor to ask, because last week I made several attempts to call in. I love the topic of the Mount Rushmore.
But there was a flaw with one of them, and I never got a chance to talk about it.
Go for it.
It's the right time to bring this
up. Which one is
it? Yeah, sure.
It's Friday. Why not? So your food, your TV networks, the Food Network needs to come off because there is another network that predates it.
And well, hold on. Like Food Network was not on Ike's Mount Rushmore of cable networks.
TV Network. Yes, it was.
No, it was not.
No. It was just brought up afterwards.
Yeah, it was brought up afterwards. He had, okay. You had ESPN, NFL Network, BET.
No, no.
Oh, you had MTV, and what was the fourth one?
Did you say BET? Why did you say BET?
Because we talked about BET afterwards.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought HBO was one.
Maybe,
it
yes,
was
HBO. HBO.
It was HBO. That was the
So
other
you
one.
Could take NFL Network off, I would assume.
Come
yeah.
on.
Wow. Disrespect well, the NFL
No,
network?
He's looking for one to take off. So I'm just saying, I assume of those four, that's the one you would take off.
The Emily Network's bad.
I would not take off the NFL Network.
Well, Benson, what channel do you want on?
Well, I misunderstood, I guess, because I thought I heard you guys talking about the Food Network. I was going to push for another network because there's another network that predates the Food Network and actually started the whole concept of Food Network.
Which is can you just say it? Can you just say? Can you just say what the Food Network is?
Listen, I waited 3 days last week.
All right, no. Putting him in hold prison.
He was about to say it again.
Yeah. All right.
There was a network that predated the Food Network.
Yeah. All right. Benson, you're on hold because we're going to. I know you've been on hold for a long time. I know you
were. A whole week.
We let you start off with a topic from last week about cable networks. All right. So I'm going to go to you, and when I go to you, I just want you to say what the network you wanted to be on the Mount Rushmore was. Benson, what is the network?
Hello?
Benson, what network?
It's
TBS.
Oh, TBS?
PBS.
PBS is not a cable network.
Public Broadcasting Station is a television
It is
network.
Not a Public cable network. It was the Mount Rushmore of You are... He's a horrible caller. I'm going to keep him on hold forever. It wasn't the Mount Rushmore of television stations.
Yes.
It was the Mount Rushmore of cable networks.
Yes.
Over-the-air television stations are different in every city.
PBS, that predated cable TV.
Yes. Yes. You want to do the four, PBS, NBC, CBS, ABC. Boom, done. It's pretty easy.
That's easy.
It's pretty easy. And then Fox came along, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
That's not what the Mount Rushmore was. You're insisting Food Network was on the Mount Rushmore. It wasn't. I just mentioned it afterwards.
It was NFL Network.
It was NFL Network. I mentioned CNN afterwards. Yep. I mentioned Food Network afterwards. Mm-hmm. And when you put MTV on there, we joked about
BET.
BET.
Yes,
yeah.
The delegation.
Unbelievable.
0 for 3 from Benson.
Yeah.
And he complained about how long he's on hold.
Just atrocious. 215-592-9494. You know it's not atrocious?
Well, you're not ready to call up here, boy.
You're in trouble. Wrong show.
Well, and the other thing, he should have been ready. He'd been waiting for a week. He should have come out like gangbusters.
Go back and listen if you got the wrong Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. No. It was the Mount Rushmore TV networks. It wasn't.
All that for PBS?
Yeah.
What's the, not to rip on PBS.
But come on.
Well,
you can.
It's been a tough stretch for PBS.
Yeah. Sesame Street was great.
Oh, that was on there?
Yeah, that was all those.
The guy with the afro that did the paintings, great.
Oh,
yeah. I remember him.
Yeah.
Not Jim Ross.
Yeah.
Bob Ross.
That was great. A lot of great shows on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Yeah.
Of course. It wasn't what the Mount Rushmore was. It was cable networks. 215-592-9494. You know what's a lot better than Benson?
What?
When you head into the bedroom and it's that time.
Oh, yeah.
And you had already gone to BlueChew.com, so you had the chewables in your pocket. Well, you keep one in there. Keep one in your wallet. I've said that because it's not a pill. It's a chewable.
Yeah.
And you can be ready to perform at the top of your capabilities.
That's right.
A+.
You get on your own Mount Rushmore.
Your own Mount Rushmore. That's right. The Mount Rushmore is just your face twice and then...
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The great thing about Blue Chew is they don't make you go to the doctor. You don't have to do a doctor's visit. It's all... They have their medical professionals right there at BlueChew.com. And then after they've figured out what the right mix is for you, you don't have to go to the pharmacy because they ship it to you directly right here from the US of A in a discreet
hard
package.
See, that's why I get confused if I'm package guy or not.
Oh, well, I didn't know if you were going to come through. You've been iffy today.
I disagree.
And your first month is going to be free at BlueChew.com when you use code 94. We all got together and we said we want you to try it so badly that Jack is going to pay for your first month.
That's right.
We all got together and said Jack's paying.
That's super. What we did. Well, you were outvoted 2-1.
Yep. That's right.
So the first month is free. Jack's paying. All you got to do is pay for the shipping. He refused to do that. Shipping's only like $5. So go to BlueChew.com, use code 94. Your first month is free, and then you can
chew it and do it.
Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it.
Before I get back to the phones, the NBA released their schedules yesterday.
We missed it.
Sixers schedule came out. 16 back-to-backs.
Going to be a tough year for Joel.
Yeah.
I went through wins and losses.
And what'd you come up with?
41-41.
I would take it. That's how sad this is. You know, for the podcast, the schedule release is something we would always go over, like a couple of psychos. I can't get myself excited for it.
No.
I can't, like...
Well, do we have any national dates?
We have 14. But
they didn't give us Christmas.
They did not.
Robbed us.
We have 14 national games, but remember, there's national games 7 days a week now because they're on Prime on Peacock and all that. So we have
got to get more streaming networks?
Yes.
For the NBA? Yes.
Peacock, Prime. I think those are the
Amazon. Prime, yeah.
Yeah. Prime and Peacock are the two. And then TNT, it'll be on some, and NBC, it'll be on some.
It'll be my yearly plea to stop having the betting apps so ahead of cable. Dude, they're like three plays ahead.
Well, but that's not the betting app's fault. It's cable's fault.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, the betting app has to be right on.
I know.
Yeah.
So it's more on the cable network.
Yes, more on. And with streaming, it's actually even worse when you're using an app usually.
I know. Usually behind.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Irv in Haverford. Irv, you're on WIP.
Hello, guys. Enjoying you. I'm retired, and I'm just enjoying listening to you in the afternoons. Keeps me busy.
I like it, Irv. Thanks, man.
You're welcome. I'm talking about the Phillies offense, which is offensive.
Sir.
And the one thing that stands out, who is their hitting coach? He's got to be awful.
Great Kevin Long.
Kevin Long, for everything everybody has said about him, can turn our hitters into selective swingers. If you looked at the game yesterday, and unfortunately I did, you saw swinging at pitches that are not remotely close to home plate. If we had a hitting coach that was competent, wouldn't that be something that he would be focusing on? Maybe put a shock collar on, every time Nick tries to swing at a down and away breaking ball, it's 3 feet off the plate. Give him a shock.
Well, I think they don't care about Nick anymore. I think he's a lost cause. And the disappointing thing, and we focus on this so much early in the season, but one of the disappointing things about where they're at right now is we thought they kind of fixed the chase rate thing. That was the obsession with the postseason.
Yeah, but
last
it's terrible now.
It's right back to 30%, which is what it was last year, which is 30%. Now, I think Trey's been better about it. I don't think he's been – now, he did chase a couple inside last night, but I think he's seen the ugly swings.
Look at the ninth inning with the guy on third base, two out. That wasn't even close to being a strike.
And two of the guys who I believe are as guilty as anyone else is Schwarber and Harper. Schwarber has been chasing a ton, too, it seems like.
Yep. I think they're trying to overcompensate for the fact that nobody's hitting. And instead, they're getting themselves out. I mean, a bunt, Sosa's bunt, that ball that he bunted on was a ball. He would have walked with no out. I mean, it was pathetic to watch it. And one thing I noticed, and I'm not a coach and I'm not a professional, but when guys are hitting well, when you watch their heads, they're looking at where they're hitting the ball at the bat. Their heads are down on the ball. You watch the Phillies recently, none of them are looking at the ball. Whenever they're hitting well, they're looking at the ball. Now, why couldn't the coach say to them, guys, keep your head down, keep your head on the ball? I don't understand it. I guess I'm not smart enough to understand it.
Well, so, Irv, I'm halfway there with you. And I am disappointed because it did seem like in the first half of the year, even though the results weren't great for everyone, it did seem like from a Chase perspective, they had gotten much better. I thought they had better at-bats in the first half of the year. I really do. And I thought
I
you saw it.
I agree.
But this is the struggle. The struggle when you're trying to change something that you've done for a lot of your career is that when the pressure is on and things get tough, you always revert back to what – like you're what is most natural. Like it is a fight. So while I agree with you that Kevin Long at some point has to have some sort of responsibility in this, I do have to look at the players who have to be able to watch their own at bats and feel that they're doing this. And this is the exact same issue. This whole thing with trying to tie a 4-0 game with one swing every time that they're up, this is the worst version of them. And they were better at this the first half of the year, and I just don't know how they get it back, you know? And I also don't know, and I know Jack's been over Kevin Long for a while, but I don't know how much to put on Kevin Long, and I don't know how much to put on them.
So it's a mixture of both, right? Like I to say it's all Kevin Long's fault for why 30-plus year olds don't have a great approach to the plate, I don't think is fair. I just don't think he's gotten the most out of them. And my one thing with Kevin Long,
you got a coach, you got guys who did it okay at the beginning of the year, they're not doing it now. And I think the manager's responsible, too. You take Castellanos out. When he's swinging like that, you take him out. How is he going to get better unless he learns at batting practice not to swing at those? How is he going to change? What's going to change him? I don't understand. I bring Crawford up, put him in center field, put Marsh, who's hitting better in right field, put Bader in left field, or perhaps Kepler, who's hitting line drives at most of the time. I mean, why keep Castellanos in the lineup? I mean, it's like keeping an old football player on your team who's no longer confident because everybody likes him and he's an old guy.
Irv.
Yeah, I didn't get to experience that.
Irv, for next question today, give us something that's a bargain.
Okay, now, it's not inexpensive, but you tell me how many of us could live without our cell phones. What do we? I mean,
that definitely isn't a bargain.
It is a bargain. You cannot function in this world without a cell phone, notwithstanding making reservations, notwithstanding communicating. But what about the apps on the phone that give you access to the world?
I mean, just convince me.
Yeah, maybe it's a good value.
Yeah,
it's expensive, but it's a good value.
Yeah, you did.
Thanks for the call, Irv. Yeah, that's actually a good point.
It is a good point. Yeah, for everything that the cell phone does for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good bargain.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It actually is. And they, you know.
I damn sure can't live without mine.
No. Nobody can live without theirs at all.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't even know people's numbers without mine. Literally, if I got lost somewhere, well, I would be able to call Renee. That's the only number that I have.
Yeah.
I don't even know my kids' numbers by heart.
By the way, has there ever been an Irv that wasn't retired? I feel like an Irv.
Well, has there ever
been? You have to be 70.
Well, at one point.
Always. You were born 70.
At one point, an Irv was 5 years old, but that feels impossible.
Nah, he wasn't Irv. That
was a long time ago, though, man.
His name was probably Charlie, and then when he turned 70, he became Irv. I've never seen an Irv.
Young Irv.
Yeah, were you ever in fifth grade and be like, oh, that's Irv?
Yeah, it's like you've never seen a young picture of Morgan Freeman.
My former teammate, Irvin Fryer, he wasn't in his 70s.
Oh, that's a good point. Yes. Did you call him Irv?
We called him Irv.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We call him, yeah.
Doesn't seem like an Irv. Feels like an Irvin to me.
Possibly, yes.
Yeah.
Or Rev.
Rev, yeah. You get that as well. Yeah. Irvin Fryer hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
But I didn't call him Irv Fryer. Irv Fryer would have been
good point.
Irv Fryer is 72, watching the Phils and cursing out Kevin Long. You know? And buying his, you know, stopping over to see the grandkids, you know, or whatever. That's what Irv Fryer does. Yeah. Irving Fryer played football.
It's like George.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. George is an old one as well. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. By the way, Fritz, got to win 3 out of 4.
You live with a split.
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
At this point.
There it is. All right. 215-592-9494. High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next. We'll get to your calls as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.